Hey there and welcome to the Your Life Matters podcast, part of the Empowering Online Podcast and Coaching Series from mustardseedcoaching.co.uk. Hey friends, hope you're well. Thank you for joining me in today's podcast for Your Life Matters. This is episode 5, The Power of Gratitude, 20 Essential Things to be Thankful For. That's the power of gratitude, 20 essential things to be thankful for. My name's Chris Allen. I'm sharing my passion and energy for well-being, personal growth and healing for the heart, mind, body and soul. My calling is to help you break the chains of life that have been holding you back from the life that you want, the life that you need and the life you truly deserve. Today's quote is by Dennis Waitley, who said, "Happiness cannot be travelled to, owned, earned, worn, or consumed. Happiness is the spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude." Let me just read that again. Happiness cannot be travelled to, owned, earned, worn, or consumed. Happiness is the spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude. Now, we can't hold happiness in our hands, but yet we can give it to others. We can't possess it, but we can find it and experience it for ourselves. And in living each day with purpose, making the most of life, and recognizing the value in all that we have, we discover the foundation for a higher calling, deeper fulfillment, and true happiness. So that was today's quote by Dennis Waitley, and I hope you've found that helpful. Now, a while ago, a young man called Greg once came to me for coaching. Greg worked as a city-based landscape gardener doing groundwork, gardens, pathways and fencing. And he was a hard-working guy, and he was doing well for himself in his job. He had a young family, a nice house and a decent enough car. Everything seemed to be going well for him on the outside. However, Greg was missing something he couldn't put his finger on. He was starting to get tired of it all, disillusioned, and he came to me to talk about how he was starting to feel sort of numb inside and felt how he had lost his spark. He was aware that he wasn't giving as much quality time to his family as he used to do. He and his wife had started arguing more, and even his work was beginning to suffer as he wasn't concentrating properly. And Greg said, "Chris, I feel like there's something missing in my life, but at the same time I feel like I have everything that should be making me happy. What am I doing wrong? I don't feel like my life is fulfilling anymore. How can I be happy again?" That's a good question. How can we be happy in life? Well, Greg and I started doing a review of his life as a whole, and we were able to identify a few areas that were causing him to feel stuck, disconnected and unhappy. So we were able to focus on these areas which were having a knock-on effect on other parts of his life. We talked about what truly allows us to be happy inside, and when we acknowledge it and embrace it, it can benefit all areas of our lives. I explained to Greg that the true source of happiness is gratitude. Everything else comes from gratitude. Gratitude is one of those things that's so easy to forget or overlook or even to disregard by choice. yet it is both a core value and a trait that communicates something so deep and real. It shows appreciation. It shows acceptance. It shows understanding. It can be expressed in so many ways, yet doesn't necessarily need words to show it. Now, in Greg's case, he'd started taking everything he had for granted and had misplaced all its value to him and what they should mean to him. However, with some guidance, Greg was able to reconnect with these things, his wife, his children, his job, with deep gratitude that changed his life in a profound way. Gratitude is a powerful way of knowing where we are in life, in changing our perspective so that we see the bigger picture and how important it all is. If life were like a jigsaw, then gratitude might be the shapes that make the pieces of that beautiful picture fit together and be complete. Greg is now one of the most loving and committed husbands and fathers that I know, and he accomplished this through a very powerful emotional shift in the following exercise that I'm now going to share with you exclusively in this podcast. So let's start by finding somewhere quiet that you can be thoughtful for a moment and undisturbed during this guided meditation. You may already be there as you listen to this, but if not, just take a few minutes to find a comfortable spot, either sitting or lying down. And if you're listening to this podcast while driving, then I'd ask you to be aware that this exercise isn't suitable for listening to while you drive, so please find another time to listen to it so you can concentrate properly on driving safely. Now, when you're ready to begin, I'd like you to just gently close your eyes and put both your hands over your heart, on your chest, resting one hand on top of the other, as you start a journey through things you are grateful for and immerse yourself in the emotional freedom this creates for yourself. Notice your breathing, your natural breath in and out, the gentle rise and fall of your chest. Feel your chest expanding with your breath in and reducing with your breath out. Allow your breathing to slow slightly, taking in a nice, slow, long breath, pausing a moment, and then releasing it out slowly. Breathing in calm and peace. And as you breathe out, just notice how comfortable you are, where you are, just now, in this moment. Take in another nice, slow, long breath, pausing a moment and then releasing it out slowly. Breathing in calm and peace. And as you breathe out, just notice how peaceful you are, where you are, just now, in this moment. Take in another nice, slow, long breath, pausing a moment and then releasing it out slowly. Breathing in calm and peace. And as you breathe out, just notice how peaceful you are, where you are, just now, in this moment. Again, take in another nice, slow, long breath, pausing a moment and then releasing it out slowly. Breathing in calm and peace. And as you breathe out, notice how relaxed you are. Where you are. Just now, in this moment. And with your hands on your chest over your heart, try to connect with your heartbeat. Physically, feel it, recognize it, feel its rhythm, feel its life, your life. Connect with your heart emotionally, your center, what gives you life. Feel the power of your heart. Feel the strength of your heart. Feel grateful for your heart and what it has guided you through in this life. The important decisions you've had to make. The paths you've taken, whether by choice or by necessity. When you have been able to give to others. And when you've been able to receive from others. Now, step into a moment in your life that you can feel deep feelings of gratitude for. Breathe in that calm and peace into your heart as you step into that moment. Feel your chest breathing it in. Feel that moment. Step into that moment and see what you experienced then. Hear what you experienced then. And feel what you experienced then. Experience it again right now. Feel so grateful. Feel that moment. It was so special, blessed, and you were blessed to experience it. Breathe it in. Don't just think it. See it. Feel it. Experience it again and be there in the moment. Now reach out with your heart and bring in another moment that you can be grateful for. Any moment at all, just bring it into your heart and connect with it. Recognize it. See it. Hear it. Feel it. And experience it again. Bring it into your heart and step into that moment and feel the power, feel the emotion. Experience the grace and blessing of that moment and allow it to stack on top of the memory that's already there. Now search your heart and mind for another moment that you can be grateful for. Maybe this one could be a chance happening, something that happened unexpectedly, randomly, unplanned, a lovely surprise, a compliment, an expression of love from someone else, a hug from a child at just the right time when you needed it, or bumping into an old friend that you've lost contact with. That moment took you from whatever was on your mind at that time and suddenly changed your mood, your emotions, your thoughts, your energy, how you felt physically and how you felt within, where everything lifted up. Step into that moment again and feel the power, the emotion, experience the grace and blessing of that moment and allow it to stack on top of the memories that are already there. Search your heart and mind for another moment in your life that you are proud of. Perhaps someone you're proud of. Your children, loved ones, friends, even yourself. Something that you've been able to accomplish in your life. An achievement, big or small, but important to you. Something you can be proud about, and bring that in. Step into that moment again and feel the power, the emotion. Experience the grace and blessing of that moment and allow it to stack on top of the memories that are already there. Now search your heart and mind for another moment in your life that made you really laugh. A tear-streaming laughter where all you could do was be absorbed in the fun and the hilarity of what was happening. Get one of those moments and bring it into your heart. This incredible laughter, perhaps over something silly yet hysterical. Bring in that special moment. Perhaps with family or friends, a moment that's magical for you. Bring that into your heart as well. And as it stacks on top of all the others, just feel that smirk coming back over your face, that smile forming as you remember and experience it again. Finally, search your heart and mind for another moment in your life that was pure excitement, building anticipation, an adrenaline rush, exhilaration, where you felt the rise within you of such enthusiasm, new positivity, the motivation to do more, to become more, the power to take action and make things happen. Maybe this is what prompted you to make powerful changes in your life that you've already been grateful for. Allow these moments you've stacked together to now merge together as one massive, all-consuming experience, and step into that experience now, feeling the power, feeling the emotion, experiencing the grace and the blessing of that moment, and allow it to flow through you now. And with your hands still on your heart, recognizing all this deep gratitude for everything you're experiencing, it, acknowledge it all now by saying yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. And in that moment, having acknowledged such amazing gratitude for all these things, recognizing their place in your life and how they've allowed you to grow and develop and heal and live and laugh and learn. Now just lower your hands out from in front of you. Just place them palm up, perhaps on your lap, to receive that experience of deep gratitude as a blessing by saying, yes, I receive. By saying, yes, I receive. And now take a nice, slow, long breath in, pausing for a moment and then just releasing it out slowly, breathing in calm and peace. And as you breathe out, just notice how comfortable you are, where you are just now in this moment. Repeat this again by taking a nice, slow, long breath in, pausing a moment, and then releasing it out slowly. Breathing in calm and peace. And as you breathe out, just notice how peaceful you are, where you are, just now, in this moment. And take in another nice, slow, long breath, pausing a moment, and then releasing it out slowly. Breathing in calm and peace. And as you breathe out, notice how relaxed you are, where you are, just now in this moment. You may be feeling quite a deep and profound connection with what you've just done, possibly feeling quite emotional, and you may feel like you just want a little while longer to hold on to these thoughts and memories, and that's understandable. So when the time is right for you, you may open your eyes. Now, these feelings of gratitude that you've been able to connect with and absorb and experience could have been from perhaps an event that motivated you, an experience that touched you deeply, a person that helped or supported you when you needed it most, or perhaps even a time that you were able to help someone or support someone else in their hour of need. There have been many studies that have proven that gratitude makes us happier and healthier. Like any emotion, gratitude can't be forced, but we can shape our thoughts so that gratitude is more likely to flow. Practicing gratitude helps create a habit where we focus on the positive things in life and are less distracted by negative things. Let's now look at 20 things where gratitude is a key factor, or at least should be, and how gratitude can deeply affect not just our lives, but those around us as well when we share in that with other people. Just take note of any of this list that you recognize, especially if you have been taking it for granted all this time. So, number one, being in a loving and mutually contributing relationship where both of you respect each other, support each other, and nurture each other in your individual growth as well as your partnership growth. Being in a loving and mutually contributing relationship where both of you respect each other, support each other, and nurture each other in your individual growth as well as your partnership growth. Number two, still having a good connection with your parents as an adult and having that strong bond of love for them and from them. Still having a good connection with your parents as an adult and having that strong bond of love for them and from them. Number 3, maintaining contact with your brothers or sisters after you all leave the family home and move on with your separate lives, perhaps starting your own families, continuing your education, college or university, or getting established in a career. Maintaining contact with your brothers or sisters, even after you all leave the family home and move on with your separate lives. Perhaps starting your own families, continuing your education at college or university, or getting established in your career. Number 4, having your children look up to you, adore you, and consider you their parents as their heroes. Having that amazing, pure love and acceptance from a child is indescribable. Having your children look up to you, adore you, and consider you their parents as their heroes. Having that amazing, pure love and acceptance from a child is indescribable. Number 5, companionship of a partner, your peers, the unconditional love of a pet, soulmates, best friends forever, or your twin flame. Companionship of a partner, your peers, the unconditional love of a pet, soulmates, best friends forever, or your twin flame. Number 6. Now, if you're a younger person, your parents' taxi service. Consider how much your parents actually do for you, how they provide for you, how they look after you. Do you take this for granted? Do you expect them to drive you wherever you need to get to for your social life? Think about your home, your space, and all that your parents do for you because they love you. For the younger people, your parents' taxi service. Consider how much your parents actually do for you, how they provide for you, how they look after you. Have you taken any of this for granted? Do you just expect them to drive you wherever you need to get to for your social life or meeting your friends? Just think about your home, your space, and all that your parents have provided for you because they love you. Number 7, sort of following on from that. When did you last take a moment to consider the sacrifices that your parents have made for you to ensure that you have what you want and have what you really need in life? What have they had to do without to allow you to be where you are now? When did you last take a moment to consider the sacrifices your parents have made for you to ensure what you have what you want and to have what you really need in life? What have they had to do without to allow you to be where you are now? Number 8, having food to put on your table every day, being thankful for our daily bread. When we live comfortably, it can be easy to just do a weekly household shop on autopilot, but do we buy or waste too much? Being grateful for having food to put on your table every day, being thankful for our daily bread. When we live comfortably, it can be easy to just do that weekly household shop on autopilot. But do we buy or waste too much? Are we buying things that we can do without? Or do we squander what we really have? Number 9, being thankful for people to share our lives with, loved ones and close friends. Being able to share helps us feel less alone, appreciated, like someone is there to listen, and makes time more special, precious, and creates important memories close to our hearts. Being thankful for people to share our lives with, loved ones and close friends. Being able to share helps us to feel less alone, appreciated, like someone is there to listen, and makes time more special, makes it precious, and creates important memories close to our hearts. Number 10 is being grateful for that one person who's always genuinely available for you out of all your friends, and who'd drop everything to be there for you. Someone you can rely on, who won't let you down, and you can sit up late watching the stars with, and just putting the world to rights in deep and meaningful conversation. For that one person who's always genuinely available for you out of all your friends, and who'd drop everything to be there for you. Someone you can rely on and won't let you down, and you can sit up late with them watching the stars and putting the world to rights in the deep and meaningful conversation. Number 11 is for life experience. Through the hard times, challenges, even hurt and heartache, through joy, laughter, fun, excitement, and living life to its fullest. Being thankful for life experience. Through both the hard times, challenges, hurt and heartache, as well as the happier times, through joy and laughter, fun, excitement, and living life to its fullest. Number 12, for growth, for learning, for options, for choices, and for change. For the past, the present, and the future. For hopes, dreams, and goals to work towards. It's being thankful for growth, for learning, for options, for choices, for change. For the past, present, and the future. For hopes, dreams, and goals to work towards. Number 13, being thankful for the little things in life that make us smile, a loving glance, a heartfelt embrace, an intimate touch, a surprise gift, or a thank you when you didn't expect one. Being grateful for the little things in life that make us smile, a loving glance, a heartfelt embrace, an intimate touch, a surprise gift, a thank you when you didn't expect one. Number 14, for the thoughtfulness of others, it touches your soul in a way that just turns your whole day around and puts a spring back in your step, and you can't stop thinking about how nice that was. Being grateful for the thoughtfulness of others, it touches your soul in a way that just turns your whole day around and puts that spring back in your step, and you can't stop thinking about how nice that was. Number 15, for the skills, hard work, effort, and opportunities that you've had that have got you to where you are now and will take you to where you want to be. for the skills, hard work, effort and opportunities that you've had that have got you to where you are now and will take you to where you want to be. Number 16, for the recognition and appreciation of others who see the value in you, the value in what you do, and what you have done for them. Being thankful for the recognition and appreciation of others who see the value in you, the value in what you do, and what you have done for them. Number 17, for success. Success in your own achievements, your career developments, or your business growth. For success in your own achievements that have brought you to where you are now, your career developments, or your business growth. Number 18, for failure, hindsight, learning from mistakes, and being able to have a valuable second chance to correct our behaviour, to change direction and set a new path for ourselves. Being thank you for failures, for moments of hindsight when we can look back and understand better, learning from our mistakes and being able to have a valuable second chance to correct our behaviour and make things better, to change direction in life and to set a new path for ourselves. Number 19 is the support and guidance of people you look up to, being grateful for these people, whether they're your peers or family or friends, perhaps industry experts or spiritual or thought leaders, even social media influencers, teachers or mentors who help you to grow. Being thankful for the support and guidance of people that you look up to, whether they're your peers round about you, your family or friends, industry experts who provide guidance and advice, or spiritual or thought leaders, social media influencers, teachers or mentors who help you grow. And number 20, for time, being grateful for time. Such a precious commodity that we've all wasted, we've all lost time, and we don't spend it carefully enough. Spent with the people we love, doing what we need to do to take us where we want to go, for dates, schedules, starts and finishes. Our own lives and the lives of others as we grow older and wiser. Our lives revolve around time, well spent or not. Being grateful for time, that very precious commodity that we've all wasted, that we've all lost and often don't spend carefully enough. Time spent with the people that we love. Time spent doing what we need to do to take us where we want to go. Time for dates and schedules, for starts and finishes. Time in our own lives and the lives of others as we grow older and wiser. Of course, our lives revolve around time, whether we spend that time well or not. So take nothing for granted. Don't expect or assume, yet stay grounded and thankful for all things, just like the 20 essentials in today's podcast. Acknowledge your heartfelt gratitude for something and someone today. How can you express your gratitude? Who can you express your gratitude to? Well, I am thankful and grateful for each and every one of you listening to this podcast right now, and especially for the ones on the Your Life Matters mailing list. And if you've registered for the Your Life Matters, the Empowering Online Coaching Wellbeing Series, you're going to get a special gift from us in the Breathing Space Audio Course MP3. So don't miss out. Get registered today while podcast episode 5 is still current, as it's going to be gone by the time episode 6 is launched. So make sure you get registered for Your Life Matters. The link is around about here on this page where the podcast is hosted. So click on that link, get registered for Your Life Matters, and you'll get the special free gift of the Breathing Space Audio Course MP3. Now, you can actually get access to the full video training of the Breathing Space course when you register for Your Life Matters, but we're giving away the audio course MP3 as a special bonus when you register today. But it's only current as part of when episode 5 is the current and present podcast. As soon as we release episode 6, hopefully next week, that's when it's going to get taken off availability. So get registered today and you'll get the link to download the audio course MP3 for Breathing Space absolutely free. Well, friends, my name's Chris Allen for mustardseedcoaching.co.uk, and I want to thank you again for joining me on today's podcast for Your Life Matters. This was episode 5, The Power of Gratitude, including 20 essential things to be thankful for, which I hope you found helpful and inspiring. Don't forget to register for the Your Life Matters Wellbeing newsletter for advance notifications of our podcast releases, for quotes and affirmations, download links, helpful life tools and tips, and other encouragement, special offers, courses, and products. So until next time, thank you for listening. Take care and God bless.